The Supreme Court has sided with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office in a fight over President Trump's tax returns. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond has details.
Cy Vance called it a tremendous victory for our nation's system of justice and its founding principle that no one is above the law. Alan Sanders, a constitutional law expert at St. Peter's University, says the ruling reaffirms earlier court decisions against President Nixon and Clinton during Watergate and the Paula Jones sexual harassment case.
The president's claims of being immune and being such a high office that it requires special exemptions, the court simply has not recognized them today and has not recognized them in the past.
Lucy Lang, a former assistant DA in Vance's office and now a professor at John Jay College, says the next step would be releasing the returns to a secret grand jury.
The fight is not over, but the big takeaway from this is that 7 members of the court reminded the president that he isn't king. We don't have one.
Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
And the other high court ruling today, also a 7-2 decision, is that Congress will not be able to have access to those financial records as part of their investigation.